Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fish in for Choppy. Thank you guys for turning it on, leaving it on. You're getting a lot of compliments today from very important people, Mike Fisher.
On my looks?
No, it's radio, dumbass.
Have you ever seen me?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me?
No, they're saying for once you put on, you know, your co-host on a decent show.
I'm trying. I'm really trying hard.
877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Tax. 877-881-1053. The part of the show where you did not get compliments is when you agree with Jerry Jones that if available, Jason Garrett would be highly sought after. This was Jerry on yesterday with Ben and Skin when Ben said, Jerry, we'd like to allow you to address how good of a job Jason's doing. And I guess the word allow was a mistake by Benji.
Well, you're not allowing me to do anything. I want to talk about our team, talk about our coach. I have felt that we've got a lot invested in Jason Garrett. He's evolved into what I think is a top coach. He would be a very sought-after coach if he were out here in the open market. So there's a lot of pluses there. He brings a lot to the table. And I can genuinely say that that is not a thought that I'm having. So it would be unfair to our fans for me to have any indication about what I may think the future is as far as a head coach. Everybody's aware that we're on the last year of his agreement, but that really just means that we can all sit down and take a look at things at the end of the year. That was the case when he had won the first three ball games, and still the case today after losing the last three.
Are you going to allow me, Sean, to do my six headline unpacking from that 30-second bite?
How long is it going to take?
Probably, I don't know. We got 2 hours. Mini headline is allowed. We're going to allow you. That's funny. And that's he's being a prickly pear, Jerry is.
Yeah, he was ready to go. He was ready to scrap yesterday.
Right.
You're
so
not
he was
allowing me to do anything.
So he was looking for Ben to say anything, just the slightest bit sideways. Two, Jerry has said this a lot in the last 3 years. We've invested a lot in Jason Garrett. And he doesn't just mean money, but he means partly money. He used to say that Jason was getting a lot of on-the-job training with us. That's a sign that this is the end of that.
I'm going to ask Jerry a question next Tuesday that's going to infuriate him.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
How much of Jason still being your coach is about his qualifications and how much is about you wanting to be right?
That's good.
It's great. It's not good.
why don't you really infuriate him, throw in the investment?
Yeah. What? That you've he mentions that he's invested so much time in Jason.
Time, emotion, money.
Yeah.
That it feels like a sunk cost. If you get rid of him now, it's sunk cost. Another thing that Jerry highlighted was Jason's personality. He kept talking about what a person.
Now, wait a minute. You're jumping ahead.
That kind of like you did to the beginning of my segment.
Very much so. That was a lukewarm endorsement. That was no, you know, even though he goes on about the top coach and stuff, don't you agree? That's a passive endorsement. He didn't say, we're going to come out guns a-blazing.
The passive endorsement, and the reason you shouldn't worry, I don't think, he doesn't have a contract.
Right.
He doesn't have a contract extension. If Jerry loved him and Jason was here no matter what, he'd have a contract extension, in my opinion. Now, maybe the bar is hopefully not 8-8, but if he goes 9-7 and they miss, he's like, oh, well, you know, he was over 500 and gets a contract extension. I think he's willing to get rid of him.
I'm telling you what the bar is. Premium success. That's the bar.
And that, to me, is an NFC title game appearance.
Number four, we'll sit down and talk about it when the time is right. This is not the time. Maybe losing 50-0 will be the Eagles. Maybe that'll be the time. This is something to be done after Jason Garrett's 2019 body of work is complete. Number five, This is the semi-controversial one. He's a top coach. I don't think you can make that argument.
No, you cannot.
You can think it in your heart. You can't know it in your head. There's not evidence that Jason Garrett is a top coach.
No.
And because top coach means top what? Three, five? There's not evidence of that.
Right.
So that's wrong.
And there's no accomplishment in that evidence. There's no NFC title game appearance. Not a NFC title. There is not an appearance.
Even if you took a bad program or an old program, which he did, and turned it into a good young program, that still doesn't make you a top coach. First of all, the standard, I always like to throw him off the page, but I'll throw him in now. Bill Belichick is the standard. So there's a top coach. You're second behind him? You're third behind him?
No.
You're not. And then six, and the biggest one of all, and the most controversial one of all, is coveted. He would be coveted. And I'm telling you, when they fire him, or when he leaves, he will be coveted. He will get job interviews.
I disagree. He'll be coveted. Maybe he'll get some interviews.
He will have towns. He will have cities that will be excited about him. He will have owners that will be excited to work with him. He will have quarterbacks that'll say it's about time.
Mike.
He will. Marcus Mariota just got benched. How do you think he feels about Mike Vrabel?
Not good.
Is Mike Vrabel an offensive genius or a defensive genius? I don't know which.
He's a defensive guy.
Freddie Kitchens runs the Browns. He'd never been a coordinator before in his life, and now he's the head coach. How do you think that's playing? Anthony Lynn's an old friend of ours. Anthony Lynn's ready to turn things around with the Chargers? Doesn't look like it to me. Dan Quinn in Atlanta, people go, well, at least he's made an NFC Championship game. I can't tell you how little that matters. Because once that's over, it's over.
But what has Jason done?
Not an NFC Championship game. And that's why this is about to be over unless. But even if Jason Garrett gets an NFC Championship game and loses and gets an extension, that doesn't mean he stays here forever either.
Yeah.
If they start 0-3 next year after an extension, we're right back where we are now.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. That was Jerry Jones on with Ben and Skin yesterday. All right, let's get to your theory.
Which one? I got a million of them.
The one choppy.
Oh,
man. The one
choppy
that we started the segment with before you derailed it.
Okay, get a load of this. Again, you got to think of it in a different way. Because we all think, what does the Cowboy fan want? What does the media want? And what the Joneses want? What does Jason want? He'd been here a long time, and he's a fine citizen of this community. Him and Brill are invested in this community. But he also loves, among other places, New York. He's been here 10 years. What if he doesn't want to stay here? Nothing against anybody. Nothing against the Joneses, necessarily. Nothing against the Cowboys, necessarily. What if he thinks, you know what? It has been long enough. Not just for y'all. It's been long enough for me, too.
Yeah, what if he's just tired? What if he doesn't want to keep coaching?
Period.
Like or Jimmy.
Right.
We need to ask that to Jason on Monday and then the Jerry question Tuesday. How much longer, or ask him today, how much longer do you want to coach? Well, I'm not really focused on that. We're concentrating on having a good day, a good Wednesday in preparation for the Eagles, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, if you guys can get him to the side, ask him just, you know, out of personal interest, would you like to coach 5 to 10 more years?
There might be a ways to phrase it where it could be philosophical in general. How long is too long? Jimmy was 4 years. That's why I keep trying to educate people and help people to understand he wasn't fired. He quit because he knew that was enough for him. 4 years is his MO. 4 years, and the veterans weren't even listening to him anymore. They were doodling in the playbook. So what if Jason thinks, God, I've been grinding for, what is he,
53.
I've been grinding for a long time, and he has.
Yeah.
He'd never taken a break.
Done this NFL thing for a long time as a player, too.
A lot of coaches, when they get fired or dismissed or whatever, they go to ESPN, they go to Bristol, and they work on Fridays. Rick Carlisle did it. You see Coach Ryan doing it. A lot of guys doing it. It's not hard work, but you go live in New York.
We need to ask Jerry and Jason, how much longer does Garrett want to coach?
Are we really still talking about that?
How much longer does Garrett want to do this as a profession? That's pretty fascinating to
Would
me.
You take a year off? Would you immediately want to go coach the Browns? They went to, the two of them, Jason and Brill, they went to Paris for their anniversary last spring. I bet you they had the time of their lives. How often does he get to go to Paris?
Right.
How often does she get to go to Paris with him? After he's 53. So this would be a 33-year grind for him without a real break. What does Jason Garrett want in terms of his Cowboy future is a fresh angle, and you're welcome.
Someone probably gave it to you. 877-881-1053. Autoflex, Easing Fantex. Troy has been spying on Filthy as KT makes his annual appearance on Eagles Radio.
Yeah, that would be WIP and Angelo Cataldi. Hey, now, if you need a reminder, here's a quick soundbite of Angelo's beautiful, angelic voice.
Don't snub your city!
Go to hell today.
You owe us an explanation today!
Yeah, that ice pick is heard by millions in Philadelphia. And they decided to bring on someone to talk about the Cowboys. No, they don't want to bring on Brian Broaddus or Mike Fisher or Mickey Spagnuolo. No, they love themselves some Kevin Turner, KT from Ben and Skin. So they bring KT on, and man, they just can't get enough of KT. They also can't get enough of just offending people.
I don't have in front of me the information on Kevin Turner. Could you please identify? Yes. Oh, I got it right here.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from 105.3, The Fan in Dallas. This is the finest talk show host in Dallas, which is like being the tallest midget in the circus.
Whoa!
But he is terrific. It is Davis KT. Hi, KT!
Hey, how's it going, Angelo? Thanks for having me on again.
My God.
That worse. We play Francesa and laugh. Like, that voice, it's not even a contest.
Yeah, and first of all, apologies to the small people of the Metroplex.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be using that word.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. But no, you're too busy, you know.
KT, KT!
Hi, KT!
How about that burst of energy that Kev came in with? Hi, Angelo. How you doing?
Plus, he stepped right on his stupid joke. KT did. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's walking into a comedy club where he has his biggest fans because Angelo Cataldi in that morning show on WIP, they love themselves some KT. And by that, I mean fake laugh.
What's the mood in Dallas after three straight losses, including to the Jets?
I mean, the city's on fire. Everyone wants Jason Garrett's head cut off.
Wow. So you're killing him yourself right now, Kev?
Oh, my God, yes. I have for 5 years. It's time.
What are the specific criticisms of the coach of the Cowboys, Jason Garrett?
Okay, so, man, I don't know if we have time for all this.
Was that him? Was that Angelo's laugh or your laugh?
No, that was Angelo. Yeah. I mean, clearly, yeah. Kevin said something hilarious.
Okay, so, man, I don't know if we have time for all this.
That's exactly what Roy said they do.
That they would overlap. They would overlap. Yeah. And they continued.
What's maddening is your coach goes on your show or whatever and does the whole, he didn't guarantee victory, but hey, we're going to win. You know?
Right, right.
Well, you asked Jason about it, and here's what Jason said. He goes, I'm just looking forward to Sunday night. Got a game Sunday night. Great game. Well, it's like, would you say something that like makes us think that you're a genuine and real person? Like at some point...
Oh, I love this. This is great.
Jeez. I love it.
Ah, this is great. Right. I mean, everything about this.
KT. Hi, KT.
Hi, KT.
All right, so before KT left and got finished doing his improv act on WIP in Philadelphia.
Kev Rock on stage.
Kev Rock. That's his new name.
You're supposed to laugh when I make a joke like that.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Three, two, one.
Kev Rock on stage.
Midget.
I KT.
Jeez. Take it away, Angelo.
Is it reciprocal? Have we now emerged as the team in the division that Dallas hates the most?
Oh, yeah, right now. I mean, I think it goes around, like, right? It was the Giants a few years ago, you know? It changed, especially when you guys somehow won that Super Bowl. I'll never know. I'll never know how.
That is not a drop.
Whoa, hang on. That's a fake
That
laugh.
Is not a drop. He paused and then decided to just bust it out.
Man. When you guys somehow won that Super Bowl, I'll never know. I'll never know how.
Wow. Man. I need to move markets. I need to go get it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hi, KT.
I need to go be a king somewhere else.
Do you really think that you would go there and
dominate?
No, survive. Yeah.
I mean, I've survived here.
But you're a nice person.
Should the Cowboys have pulled off the Jalen Ramsey deal? We want you to party with us two Saturdays from now. But did another NFC team just leapfrog the Cowboys after the blockbuster? The Jalen Ramsey deal has been made. We got Michael Irvin at 9 o'clock. It's Sean and RJ fishing for chop here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Swinging a high fly ball into center field. That's going to do it. Robles is there. He has it. And the Nationals win this one, and they are going to the World Series.
Man, that sucks. Last time we'll hear the Cardinals play-by-play guy as the Nationals sweep St. Louis.
I thought by playing Hailstorm underneath it. Like, it would help him, like, bring the energy, but you know.
Swinging a high fly ball into center field. That's going to do it. Robles is there. He has it. And the Nationals win this one, and they are going to the World Series.
I'll tell you what. Angelo Cataldi would not understand each other's language at all.
Yeah, I can't understand the mumble right before the very end. Robles is there, and going to the World Series.
Robles is there. He has it. And the Nationals win this one, and they are going to the World Series.
He says he has it, and he paused to see if blood was still flowing through his veins, and then finished it.
So Washington sweeps St. Louis. Gerrit Cole and the Astros dominate the Yankees yesterday 4-1. The armpit is up 2-1 with Game 4 tonight in New York. So the blockbuster is Jalen Ramsey finally gets out of Jacksonville. Ramsey traded for two first-round picks and a fourth to the Rams. So the Rams are just going all out. Right now I have the Rams better than the Cowboys. Yesterday about even. But you go ahead and you add Jalen Ramsey. Yes, they're going to have major depth issues. They still have a quarterback problem right now and an offensive problem. Whoever could have imagined that from last year. But they have Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey now on the same defense. They're not going to have a draft pick in the first round for a long, 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 long time unless they trade back in. And they are so top-heavy that an injury could wipe them out. But Jacksonville gets two first-round picks and a fourth, and they trade Marcus Peters to Baltimore earlier in the day.
The Rams do, yeah.
The Rams did. I wanted to ask you, because you cover the NBA as well with the Mavericks, about whether this player movement is exciting or annoying. I love trades. I love free agency.
You're a transaction guy.
Yeah,
you do.
I'm a transaction whore.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, new possibility. How's this combo going to work? This past NBA offseason was an absolute dream for me. Everyone knows that I have 17 different setups for when free agency periods start. I love player movement. So I'm excited about that. I don't know how I feel, though, about being able to walk in and get out of town for any little reason.
Here's the little happy news about it, and this is Cowboy-related. I hope it's Maverick-related. Has a Cowboy player in recent times ever done this? Say, get me out of here.
No.
Maybe they're doing something right.
Right.
At the Star.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Jones fan. If I say it's the coaching, if it's Jason Garrett, I'm gonna get burned at the stake.
Pitchforks.
Somebody's doing something right because that doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's a very good point.
That doesn't really happen with the Mavericks. I don't think. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Like Nerlens Noel, maybe.
Kind of. Okay, yeah. So
they also haven't had like the mega star to be able to be a diva like that.
And where it matters. Oh, fine. Nerlens, well, you want to go? Okay, I guess we'll survive it.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, if there's all this crazy player movement that's motivated by only by the player's muscle, even though they don't have that muscle in the rules, they just do it anyway, maybe you should say, yeah, fine, everybody move around as long as my team's so solid in its management that my team doesn't move around. But it's not good for basketball that guys
It was a phenomenal offseason for the NBA. People are looking, myself included, people are looking forward to this NBA season more than any in the past 5 years.
True. But in City X, they're going, our guy's going to leave.
But in City Y, they're saying that we're getting
it. That's right. But aren't there a bunch of City X's that aren't going to be attractive destinations? How many guys? I mean, good, Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee. Thank goodness for the NBA. If Giannis didn't want to stay in Milwaukee, Milwaukee barely has a franchise. Where's Cleveland at as a franchise? Where's Orlando at as a franchise? I worry about that. I worry that Utah is going to have a hard time ever being good.
Well, Utah's going to be good. I can go through way more teams than not that are excited about this NBA season.
Yeah.
It's better to have it for the parity to be a two-player team versus three, because that takes less teams out of it, you know? It comes down to this, the rights, right?
Yeah.
Well, in the NBA, it's different. You're getting paid no matter what. You can get traded, and you can get cut, and your salary's guaranteed. In the NFL, right?
Yeah.
You get cut and it's over. And that's why people are like, well, if the owners and NFL GMs can break the contracts,
why can't we break the contracts?
Why can't we break the contracts? Why can't we make up reasons?
And the answer is, even though I want you to have all the power you can, the answer is then you have anarchy. You have players literally.
Well, then it shouldn't be allowed on one side.
Well, then maybe guaranteed money in football would be the answer to, okay, now neither side gets to just throw you in the trash
can. That would be the answer with a tremendous health risk.
Yeah.
That's the difference between football and basketball.
True.
One hit, you're not getting one hit in basketball to end your career and all that money down the drain.
All right, we're just spitballing here because you're talking about the salary cap and guaranteed money in the NFL. What if you got exemptions when a guy had his leg amputated?
Right.
Maybe you could get around that. All I know is I go back to the Miami Heat. They planned on putting together that super team for 2 years, which means guys that were playing or managing the Heat were talking to guys on other teams during the previous 2 years. They call that tampering. How'd they get away with it? Pat Riley was having lunches with LeBron James, recruiting him while LeBron James was in town playing for the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
That's got to be, if not illegal, that's got to be unethical.
Sure.
And that should bother
us. It's just unsolvable.
Maybe I'm just so old.
Yes.
This goes back to me raising my kids. Okay, so Nate played football at Louisville High School, and he was good. And those couple of years, they were good. But they weren't as good as Southlake Carroll, and they weren't as good as, what's the one down here? Highland
Park.
So, and they weren't as good as a school in Argyle that won like the 3A championship. Well, his best friend in like fourth grade transferred to Argyle when he was in sixth grade. Did they move?
Right.
I'm not sure they moved. Nothing against Argyle. Love you, Argyle.
No, when I was growing up, you could only switch schools if your family was moving houses, but you thought they were legitimately moving for a better house or a better family situation, not to sneak into the school locker room.
And 20 years ago, I think they were. And for me, more than 20 years ago, I know we were. You moved because your dad got a job.
Yeah.
You didn't move because that team needed a quarterback more than your team.
Right.
So we never thought of, hey, Nate, you should go move to another program, because he was playing with his friends that he grew up with in Louisville. And then they played Southlake and got their butts kicked. But it was okay they got their butts kicked. They weren't as good. That changes now. The good tight end in Louisville is thinking about, how can I get to Southlake? And for that matter, the good tight end in Southlake, who's third string, is saying, Dad, let's get an apartment in Louisville. I don't like it.
I hate to put more onus on the players. It just goes against the spirit of like sports, right? That Kawhi Leonard can say, you know what? Now, I'm trying to think of a better example because he was hurt that they questioned his heart in San Antonio. But Kawhi Leonard can say, I'm just not showing up. I'm not playing. Or Le'Veon Bell can just be, I'm not showing up. I'm not playing. But Zeke Elliott, same thing. He's also looking at the nature of the position
right,
and saying, it doesn't matter that I have a contract. This old, my dad would say, this old school, you know, you shook hands. You wrote your name down. Well, he told me like 10 years ago, son, contracts don't matter. That was a mistake by me.
Yeah.
The handshake, the contract, the look in the eye, that's for fools. That's where we've gotten. That's really where we've come to. And Zeke made the smart decision. He made a smart decision and he won because Zeke Elliott could be gone and working in this studio in 5 years.
You know, the handshake thing, that maybe that wasn't really the way Americans were in 1940. Maybe that's just the way the movies were. The movies made it look that we were all stand-up guys and we don't brag and we're faithful to our hometown. Maybe people weren't really like that. It sure felt like it. But I wish that guys that played in Boston, hey, I'm just a Celtic. That's the way it is. And the guys in Boston hate the guys in New York. They don't go and become the guy in New York, but now they do. And I don't know, Sean, I think you're right. I don't know what the solution is for it. I just know that it's an epidemic in the NBA and maybe getting that way in the NFL.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. A reminder, Fanniversary, free entry, October 26th. It is not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Texas Live with all of us. It's our 10-year party for turning it on, leaving it on, and we want to invite you all to it to thank you in person. Jalen Smith, Charles Haley, Chris Woodward, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, mascots, everybody is going to be rolling out. Michael Irvin will be rolling over to the show at 9 o'clock this morning, the Playmaker. At 9 a.m., Ryan Leaf was talking about Baker Mayfield on the Rich Eisen show, and it seemed like Ryan was noticing some warning signs for Baker that Leaf had in his own career struggles.
When things start to go bad, you've put yourself out there in this form, and people can easily attack it. I have a very small sample size, 2-0 to start my NFL career, talking a lot of smack, and then I walk into Kansas City and put up the worst football game of my existence. And I've always been this brash, arrogant kind of guy. That's the way I came back at everybody. Instead of just walking up in front of the camera and going, oh my God, this was my fault. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it doesn't happen again. And hearing Baker yesterday, even though small, blame the officials for some calls, is problematic for me. Because as the quarterback, you want to be able to stand up in front of everybody and take personal accountability.
Sean, I'm going to be you, and you're going to be RJ.
So you're going to be a genius.
Yes, I am, because I watch more college football than you.
Yeah.
And I do, and I will say this. Ryan Leaf, first of all, what he says about Baker, absolutely true. The similar paths are right there in front of you. But at the same time, if you're watching college football and you're turning on to ESPN and you see Ryan Leaf's covering a game, watch it. It doesn't matter what it is. He is fantastic as an analyst during college football season.
See, I knew he was amazing as a life coach because he comes on with us every year at the Super Bowl. I haven't heard like his X's and O's breakdowns.
Like he doesn't have the guy next to you at the – well, obviously not the guy next to you at the bar. But he doesn't have that kind of Tony Romo, no, hey, we're buds thing. But when he talks football to you – he's definitely not talking down. He's talking with you. He's really good on college football.
The life coach thing is so fun with him because it brings up what I think is a classic question. Do you need a life coach who's had a bad life or a life coach who's had a good life? Like I used to wonder, like Thomas Henderson, Hollywood Henderson does that too.
Choppy would say you want the life coach who's had the bad life.
Okay, so do you want Hollywood Henderson to be your coach or do you want Roger Staubach? I know, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Write a blog on it. When we come, Michael Irvin.
Misspell it too.
blog.
Michael Irvin at 9 a.m. But coming up next to the real experts, does Vegas think there's any chance for Dak to still win the MVP? And it looks like we've overrated the Cowboys. Are we overrating the Mavs as well? Next. Mike Fisher in for Choppy, the playmaker, Fish's boy, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, calling in from London. I want one of Mike's legendary pep talks to get the Cowboys back on track. That'll be at 9 with Michael Irvin on 105.3 The Fan. Vegas sending me some latest odds on MVP. Is Dak Prescott still on the board? 877-881-1053 from Bet Online. Roy, since we don't have the degenerate here, you're going to guess in these as well. Who's the favorite for MVP? And Fish, if you want to try to get points on the board, you can guess as well. The favorite right now.
I'm going to take a guess and say that Russell Wilson has moved into that favorite spot.
Well done, Mike. You're a Tolo. It is Russell Wilson at 2-1. Followed by,
I am not throwing Patrick Mahomes off my board.
It is Patrick Mahomes at 5-2. My gosh, I have a co-host who probably read my email for once. Aaron Rodgers. Did you cheat off my email? Aaron Rodgers, Christian McCaffrey, and Deshaun Watson are all then tied at 9-1. What are you stunned by?
I mean, Christian McCaffrey's having a hell of a season. And I've said for a long time, I thought he should have been the number one pick in this year's fantasy draft. I honestly think he's averaging like 7 more points per game than any other player.
Shots fired at me for taking Saquon.
Oh, not your fault. But what he's doing, he could be on, you know, he could get to 3,000 all-purpose yards. I still don't know if that's enough for me to make him an MVP in a quarterback league.
I'd put $20 on Deshaun.
Yeah.
$20 on Deshaun Watson at 9-1. Dak Prescott's odds. Would any of you care to guess? He is barely on the board.
Bang!
That's the case, 75.
Is that a guess, Mike?
My guess is he's not on the board.
He is on the board. He's the last one on the board. You're saying
75-1.
How long's the board?
28-1.
Okay.
For Dak.
Okay.
28-1. Last week he was 20-1. So Tom Brady is above him, Garoppolo is above him, Lamar Jackson is above him, and Carson Wentz is above him at 20-1. Off the board for MVP. Baker, Jameis, Jacoby Brissett, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, and Phillip Rivers. And then I'll throw a little college away. Alabama and Clemson tied as the favorites right now to win the national championship at 5-2. Ohio State 5-1, then LSU, Oklahoma is 6-1, and then let's try to keep it local. Baylor is 66-1, SMU and Texas are 150-1, both. Texas was 50-1 last week. Sorry to skin Wade in the other room. Oklahoma State is off the board, and Troy's Aggies are off the board. Favorite to win the Heisman, Troy.
That's going to be, let's see, Tua T, Trevor Lawrence. Let's go Tua T first.
It is Tua T at 4-7. Trevor Lawrence has been taken off the board, and Joe Burrow is second at 15-4, followed by Jalen Hurts at 9-2.
Where's Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor is fourth at 10-1.
That is a much like what Roy said about Christian McCaffrey in the quarterback league, same thing for Jonathan Taylor. Remarkable running back in Wisconsin, not getting the respect because of the three quarterbacks in front of him.
All right, so Vegas has backhanded us at this station, telling us that picking the Cowboys to be 10-6 or 11-5 was wrong. They had them around 8 or 9 wins, and right now they're looking right. Right now they are. So I want to ask if we're guilty of overrating the Mavericks a little bit based upon
us. Cowboys or Mavericks? You mean the Mavericks? Okay.
Mavericks.
Gotcha.
Based upon, I already said they've overrated the Cowboys, why would I ask the same question about the Cowboys?
Fair enough.
The Mavericks on CBS Sports were included in preseason highlights. So Ben Simmons has made a three. Is Lonzo's shot fixed? What about the duo of Anthony Davis and LeBron? And Fish, since you cover the Mavs, the headline for us was mixed returns for Porzingis-Doncic partnership. And I was like, mixed returns? What are you talking about? Here's the explanation. The Mavs made a big investment this summer when they gave Porzingis a $158 million max deal, despite the fact he hadn't played since February 2018. while tearing his ACL. Physically, he looks much bigger and stronger, and in theory, he will form a dynamite pick-and-roll partnership with Luka. They appear to have a solid understanding on the floor, especially in their first game together, but it hasn't resulted in much success, at least for Porzingis.
No.
The big man has been content to float around the arc and launch deep threes and is shooting just 25% on a whopping 8 attempts per game. Those were his first two games in well over a year, so there's no reason to freak out or anything, but his progress will definitely be one of the main stories to watch this season. So this grade for Luka and Porzingis so far is kind of like at a C+, and I was going like B+ at least.
Yeah, the shooting hasn't been there. The shooting percentage hasn't been there. Everything else is fine, and there's nothing wrong with the meshing of the two. Carlisle talks about this all the time. And listen, if it wasn't true, he wouldn't keep... He talks about how they both speak Spanish on the court. That's how bonded they are.
Yeah.
So
I kind of see them working together in the two-man game. I praised that yesterday. You see that little behind the back?
Yeah.
From Luka to Porzingis to hit the three the other night?
It's one of the great tests.
Alley-oops.
Because stars don't always get along forever.
Right.
And potential stars, especially young ones, don't get along for very long. Whatever happened to Dennis Smith Jr.? That's in a minute. You don't have to be very old to remember Jason Kidd, Jimmy Jackson, Jamal Mashburn. There is no indication that this is anything like that. The Unicorn and the Wonder Boy are very much in sync.
877-881-1053.
But there is one problem.
Before the playmaker joins us at 9 a.m., tell us about this message you got.
Yeah, there's one problem with the Mavericks, and it's that they're white.
You got that as a clip, Troy? This has been a topic raised here and there.
So after yesterday's program, in which we talked about the fact that Doncic's dad says the Mavericks are the perfect place because the Mavericks understand European players, they embrace them, and they allow them to be stars. I don't know if I think I can read all this. Ready? My God, about the Mavericks. Fish, I'm a Mavericks fan, but even I'm tired of hearing about the great Luka and the fragile criminal Unicorn and how great they're going to be together. The end of the season last year, we saw the NBA catching on to Luka's tricks. And this thing you said about Luka wanting to come here because Dallas is good to Euros? What? One player and all of a sudden Dallas is good for Euros? Well, no, it hadn't been one player.
Yeah, there's a player that has been tattooed on the court. You kind of have to notice him as well. Greatest in the franchise's history.
And then Skin can help me make a quick list, but you know, Peja is a foreign player. J.J. Barea is from Puerto Rico. They've had an assortment of guys who, you know, aren't from Dallas.
Detlef!
Dating all the way back. But, you know, in the Cuban Donnie era especially, Donnie Nelson is the king of overseas basketball, period. And that's benefited here. I don't know how you argue that. Luka will never be as good as Giannis. Okay. You know where Giannis is from, by the way?
Greece.
Isn't that a Euro? This, and I won't say this gentleman's name.
Well, that must be why the Mavs chose to pass on him, because he was European.
And, of course, Donnie loved Giannis and almost lived with him that spring in Greece, trying to make that bond complete. So here we go. I know that you want Luka to become as good as Giannis, Fish, because he's white. And the Mavericks want the same thing with the Unicorn, because they want to win a championship, Cuban and Donnie. Their dream is to win a championship with a white team. I've spoken to black players who admitted that around the league, the Mavericks have a certain perception. No significant black free agents will ever sign here. Go ahead and win a championship with your Euro team, Fish. Good luck. What a joke. Is it racist if it's a black guy bashing white guys? Does that still count as racist? Or is that reverse racism? Because it's one of the two.
I don't know. And you know Mark Cuban and Donnie Nelson much better than I do. So I can't say with 100% certainty, 100, that Mark Cuban and Donnie Nelson are not racist. I can't say that. I don't think they are. But this is what I always say to this argument. Do you think that if LeBron James and Kevin Durant told Mark Cuban, I want to be a Maverick, that Mark Cuban would say no because he's racist? Do you think that Mark Cuban would turn down LeBron James and Kevin Durant and the Greek Freak if they said, we want to be Mavs? That is asinine. The Mavericks are trying to corner a market, I believe, in which they're being forced into. Because no high-profile black superstars really ever come here, what are you supposed to do? Not get the really good European or white players? It's ridiculous, in my opinion. It's stupid.
Irrespective of Donnie and Cuban specifically.
Or maybe the players and maybe the black superstars in the league know something we don't. Maybe they know that Cuban and Donnie are racist, and that's the reason why big-time black free agents don't choose Dallas.
Well, you're giving, to me, you're giving the idea, because of you're being so polite, too much credence. It's wrong to accuse somebody of being a racist.
Yes. Unless
you better be 100% right. So what you said, I'm not 100% that they aren't. It's the other way around. You need to be 100% that they are before
yes.
you. It, same thing with murderer, rapist, and racist. Boy, you better be right.
Yeah. That has changed since I was at Old America University. That was like a fear. Like, if you throw it out there, if you even slightly suggest something that's serious, you'll be sued. That's defamation. That's libel.
Right.
Your career could be done. You cannot hint around accusing someone of something so serious, but that's gone out the window.
Who do the Mavericks try to sign every year?
Kemba Walker?
Kemba Walker. Kevin Durant. Dwight Howard.
Carmelo.
Chris Paul. Carmelo Anthony. LeBron James. They're trying to sign the best anything they can get. The best and the tallest. They are biased. They do have one bias. They like tall guys.
So there you go. The Mavs are too white.
Autoflex Leasing. Weighing in, I don't agree with this opinion, but from the 972, Donald Sterling had a lot of African-American players on his teams, too, that didn't prevent him from being a horrible human being.
Good point. Good point. All right, when we come back, but if you can give us Donald Sterling-esque proof that Mark Cuban is running, is a slumlord, and you got him on tape doing some of the things Donald Sterling did, then you shouldn't feel so free in calling him a racist. Is that good enough?
That'll have to do.
The playmaker, Michael Irvin. Can he revive the Cowboys? 88 joins us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.